We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis on Aleph, and we are starting from the new Mishnah, Daf Lamed Beis. Talk to Mishnah. Motza berefes ein chayva. B'shusharav m'chayva. If you find the cow in the refes, like in the stable, you're not chayiv to return it, it's not lost, not aved. B'shusharav m'chayiv. If the behemoth was a basic kvaras and the person who found it is a kohen, he does not have to be metamah to it. And also, the halacha is if your father tells you to be metamah to a mace and he's a kohen, or a father tells you in a different case not to give back a aveda, you don't have to listen to your father to do a aveda. We go talk to Mr. Vaita, parak vatan, I feel abach mishapam chayiv. When it comes to prika v'te'ina, prika means unloading the animal, and te'ina means loading up the animal. In any case, yechayiv a bunch of times. Shenema ozoiv tazoiv, a double loshen, or we saw in the Gemara yesterday's blat that it could be just for the ozoiv, it means a bunch of times. You have to do it a bunch of times. What happens if halach v'yashav lo, the owner says, sits down, v'amahoyel v'alecha mitzvah, this is you have a mitzvah to help out, and retzaynecha lifreik praik, if you want to unload the animal, good. I'm sitting doing nothing. Lach is pata, shenema imai. It says imai, which means dafka with him. But, if the animal owner was a zakin achayla and he couldn't help, he wasn't capable, then he's chayiv. Then avada, the person's chayiv, because here's the case where there's no taina on the balabas for not helping. Mitzvah menat Torah lifreik avalei litain. There's a mitzvah to do prika, not tina. That's what the Tanakhama says. Mitzvah, and the Gemara doesn't ask, that there really is two psukim. There's one pasuk that says, Kisira chamar senacha roivitz tachas masoi, and says, V'chadalta ma'azaloi oztaz v'imoi. There's another pasuk that says, Loi sira es chamar chicha yishari neifel maderach v'slam to him, hakim talking v'imoi. Pashas learn one's prika, one's tina. But Tanakhama is saying, there's no such thing as tina. I've seen the Gemara what that means. Rav Shimon Eimer, af litain, is a chi of tina also. Rabbi Yisrael Glili, tina means loading up the animal. Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Amam, hoya love yeser al masoi. If the load is too heavy, and this fellow's balabas loaded up his animal too much, so now you want to unload it, ain't zakulosh. Now, atachas masoi, masoi shiyachal lamadboy. The only time it works, the masa is only, and the yichayev to help out, is only if you did a normal masa. If there's a masa is not possible for the animal to hold up, then you're not mechuyev. Zakti Gemara, Amar Rabba. Refes, back to the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah says, you find an animal in a refes, in a stable, it's not a aveda. Rav Shiram is aveda. Amar Rava, refes, amru. This stable we're talking about is ein masa, ein mishameres. In one hand, it's not a place where he's uncomfortable, this refes. Because if it's a place where it's uncomfortable, so then the animal's choking to run away, so then it's aveda. On the other hand, it's not safe, it's very, very safe either. It's not mishameres. And the Gemara explains, where did Rava get this from? Ein masa medektari nechayeba. It says not aveda. So it must be, it's not something that's causing him to run away. Ve'ein mishameres, and it's not mishameres, but it's chlamistin nechayeba. The Yitzhak d'aitach mishameres, if it was very safe there, hashto mashkula avaroi madoch, we learned in yesterday's blat, that if you find the behemoth outside, you let it return it to the stable, mayal el gavoi, so mashkula gavoi megavoi, of course you find it inside, of course, you don't have to, it's not aveda. Teretz is, this refes was not mishtameres. El shvamino, ein mishtameres, shvamino, it's not mishtameres, and therefore, the chiddush is that still, since there's nothing there causing the cow to run away, therefore it's not called the aveda, you just leave it put, you don't have to worry about this, it's not a problem of aveda. We're talking about the refes of the owner, obviously. We're not talking about someone else's refes. The owner refes sitting there, you walk by, you see, look, the gate's wide open. But there's no reason to call it aveda, because as long as this animal looks comfortable there, he has food, he's not running away, so then it's not an issue, it's not called aveda. Zokti Gemara Vaita, Motza berefes in a chayiv, but in a shirab you are chayiv. Zokti Gemara, Omrav Yitzchak, Husha yimedes toichal l'tchum. It's only if this refes was inside the tchum of a city. But if we added a tchum, then it would be aveda in the refes. Mechlal, if we're talking about tchum, it says shirabim, is kula aveda. Mechlal, shirabim, afilu b'sheikha tchum, nami chayiv, v'aisar shirabim, even in the tchum is chayiv. Ike the masla sefer. Some learn Rav Yitzchak's memra on the sefer, but shirabim chayiv, but omer Rav Yitzchak, v'hu sheimedes chutz tchum. The only time chayiv is shirabim, is only chutz tchum. Mechlal, the refes, afilu aimedes chutz tchum, even if the refes is added a tchum, nami ain't a chayiv, but you are not chayiv, it's not kula aveda, not chayiv to return it. So the Gemara Vayit Vayis Kvaros Loi Tama Lo, it says, and it says Vayit in the Mishnah, that if your father tells you to do Aveira, for example, to Matama, or your father tells you not to return Aveda, the Loch is, you do not listen to your father. Tanur Abonim. Menayin Shem Omo Le Ove Vitame, How do you know you don't listen to your father, Taka? Shenema, the pasuk says, Ish imoy va'aviv tirou, you should fear your parents, v'shab so yisai tishmairu, ani Hashem. And Rashi says, the drash is from ani Hashem, I am your Hashem, your God, and your father's God. Kulchem chayavim v'chvoidi, you're all chayv in my kavod, even the father, and therefore you don't listen to your father, mokoyim, the Eibishter's will, which is a mitzvah. So, Frank, what's the havamina here? Time of the Kasher Rachman Hashem says, "Say to Shmairu, Ani Hashem." So then we know that you don't listen to your father. Lav Hachi Havamina Tzayis La. You think listen to the father. What's the havamina? Va'amai Hay Asay the mitzvah Kiruvim is Asay. Va'hai and the Isser of Matamal Meis is Lois Asav Asay. It's an Isser. There's an Isser Asay and Lois Asay. And it's what's the Asay and Lois Asay? There's an Isser of Lenefes Loyitama and Kedushim Yiyu. And there's also Asay and Lois Asav Aveda as well. Hashav to Shivim and Lasukh Lasalim. So what's the Havamina? The Aseyab Kirvim is Daikha this. What's the Havamina? And for the Gemara, Itzrich, Sakdaita Hamina Hoyo, Hukush, Kibur of Aim, Likvayish Lamakam, you would think since that Kibur of Aim is Hukush to Kvoido of the Makam, Shinamakan Kabbis, because the Machu is lost to Kibur by father, mother, and Emma Halon, says a Pasik in Mishle. Kabbis, Shema Hoyncha, there's a heckish one to another, good silence, listen to him, listen to the father, come on, listen to him. Now, Tosis brings down, why don't you bring a Pasik that says Ishima Vitro, and says in the Torah, Shema Kikatira, who wanted a Pasik of Kavod, that's why put a Pasik in Mishle. Either way, the Havamina B is, since there's a heckish to Kibur of Makam, so you should listen to the father. So your question is, now it's equal. Why should listen to the father still? It's still equal now. You're right, it's key, but okay. So now why should listen to the father? It still makes sense. That's the problem? That's bothering you? What's bothering you? The Havamina B is, there's a heckish to keep it on Malkum, so that's why you should listen to it. But the Kasha is, which is the real Kasha, is the Al-Khara, so what? Okay, so now it's equal. So that's just the father? So all the Rosh Hashanah asks the Kasha. Tosfos Rosh asks a Klav. I'm talking about Tosfos Rosh. In the back, Ma'av in the back over here, in the Oiz Vadig Marv. Time of Vichimishum the Hukish L'Chvoid Hamakim, Yehei Odif M'Chvoid Hamakim. Because it's Hukish, it's better than Kavod Hamakim. She says three truths, and we'll tell you over two. One teretz is that you find the Kares Baruch was Madif the Kavod of the Father more than the Kavod of himself. Because by Kavod of Kares Baruch is Kabbalah Shem Ahoincha. Dafka, if you're a rich guy, if you have Nechasim, but Kabbalah Shem Ahoincha, no matter what, you have to Mechavid. That's one. See, it's better. Another teretz says is that it's better to cover Aviv. You know why? You mekayim both things. You mekayim cover Aviv and cover Malkum. Because why are you doing cover Aviv? Because Hashem told you to. So there you mekayim both of them. That's why I think it would be better. That's the having to be better. Kamashlo, no. Kulam chayev echvoidi ani Hashem. That you have to listen to Hashem, not listen to your father. Don't think about it. Then the Mishnah, Tanakama said, Mitzvah matar lifroik avaloy litoin. There's a mitzvah, prika notina. My avaloy litoin. What does it mean and not to do teina? What does it mean? Ilaim avaloy litin klal, it shouldn't be a mitzvah teina. Remember, teina means loading up the animal. May is no mitzvah teina. Maishna prika the ksiv ozit haz vimoy. Teina nami aksiv hakim takim imoy. Let's revisit the pasuk. Let's read it, the pasuk. The pasuk is like this. Lo yisira es chamor achicha yishari neiflim baderech. So we're handling, pasuk pshat is that it's on the ground, it has to be loaded up. Vesalam tamahem hakim takim imoy. Stand them up, load them up and stand them up. So we're saying over here that Hecky says no shtinga tina, it's a pasuk. Samar says you're right. Ella mitzvah menatar lifreik bechinam or lita mechinam. The difference is like this. What the Mishnah means is mitzvah lifreik lita means lifreik gotta be free. You have to unload the animal for free. But tina you could charge for that. You could charge for tina, and that's what it means. There's no mitzvah lita. It means no mitzvah lita for free. You could charge for it. Zokti Gemara. That's the Tanakama holds, but the Rav Shimon argues on that. Rav Shimon Aimer, af litoim v'chinam, it's also litoim for free. And the Gemara doesn't explain, elaborate on this like this. Tanir l'ho etan rabbanon, priko v'chinam tina v'schar. That's what the Tanakam was, like our Mishnah. Priko is for free, tina loading up is v'schar. Shimon Aimer, zu v'chinam, both have done for free. My time out, the rabbanon, what's pshan the rabbanon that say? That you have to pay for tina. These talking about the Rav Shimon, if it's like Rav Shimon, they're both the same. Lich the rachmana tina. Just let the Torah just say you have to load up an animal. V'loy by a prika. Don't tell me a pasuk of prika. V'no amin a kalachaymer. Oma tina less by tzar balachayim. Tina, where's no tzar balachayim. The behemoth is not in pain. You're waiting to load up the behemoth. The behemoth doesn't have anything on it. V'loy chasar and kiss. There's no damaging of the behemoth when it's waiting. Chayiv, yichayiv, prika. Was unloading this way, Tzar Balachayim, the Chasar and Kiss has both. Like Kol Shekain, it shouldn't be Chayiv, so why didn't you pass a Prika at all if you have Tina? Elal, my Hilchas Akasar Achmaron, Loim Malach, Prika Bechinam, Tina Beschar. The Teretz is, so that reason why you need Prika is, because you said Tina, you would say, you can learn a Kavachema to Prika, but Prika would have to pay for it also, because Dai Lover didn't leave his Kenitin, like the Rashi says. Kamashla, no, Prika is Bechinam. That's when you're possible of Prika, that's Psharon Tanakama. But Rav Shimon, my time, what's Psharon Rav Shimon? It's good Taina Tanakama. Rav Shimon, my time, Rav Shimon, the Loim Messiah Mikro, the Pesukim are not really clear. Because if you just had one Pasuk, Hakim Takamima, you'd say, know what it means? To unload the animal. Stand him up. He's loaded. He's belting. You know, whatever. He's collapsing under the load, and you want to stand him up. That's what it means. So it's to my shalom. That this means to ino. V'rabbanan al ma'alei. It says in the pasuk oz tazim roiv takas masoi. It's collapsing under its masoi. Hashem k'siv noif l'madarech. The rama ino to the merkurcha mashpat. Apparently, both him and the package are on the floor. They're not loaded up. So it is beforish. Rabbi Shimon, no. Noiflam Maderach inu, betinu laya mashba. You can learn Noiflam Maderach means it's Noiflam Maderach with a package on top of it that's holding it down. It collapsed already. That's what it means. So you don't see the Atina. If Rabbi Shimon says, you need to put both Shukim just to Mechgalatos, there's such a thing called Atina. If I had only one pasuk, I'd say the only mitzvah is Prika because it has Ksaron Kis and Tabalachayim. But now they need the second pasuk to Mechadish to have something called Atina as well. That's when you both took him. That's not a ride in Yitzchar. So that's the Machlekes, the Tanakama, and the Rav Shimon, if you have to do Yitzchar or not. And this is the explanation of the Machlekes.